I found Richard Joseph here among all the other guys that are here. So what do you think of all this?
Well, it's very hard to say because I'm very drunk. I'm very pleased to see a lot of people that I've known for very many years. A lot of them have come from the United States.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen them for very many years, and it's really cool to see them. I'm very surprised that people are so keen on Commodore 64 music after so many years. It's amazing, really.
So when Chris told you that it's going to be a Commodore 64 event, what was the first thought that came into your mind?
The first thought that came into my mind? Jesus, so you've got this recording. I just thought it was really weird, to be honest. I mean, when we were doing Commodore 64 games back in the middle 80s, the last thing I thought was that there would be something like this tonight. You know, we were making games for entertainment. We didn't think that anybody would be interested at all 15 years or so later.
But as a fan of your music and also the Commodore 64, for me the Commodore has always been special. Was it special for you back in those days?
Well, yeah, it was, because it was the first machine that I ever worked on. And before then I was working for companies doing mainstream music and, you know, companies doing films, television, whatever, and it was just so out of the ordinary. Commodore 64 was the very first, I don't know, maybe it was the machine that started, I don't know, just people's perception of video games. It was...
So you're still doing audio now for your company Audio Interactive, right? So is it the same type, or I mean, are you still composing, or is it more like directing sounds?
Okay, well, it's a bit of both. I mean, I composed some music last year for a game for Lego, but generally speaking, I tend to direct the way the audio goes now. We have a client in Elixir Studios who are working on a game called Republic of the Revolution and a number of other games, and it requires a lot of specialists working on the audio, and so I tend to take on a more of a managerial role perhaps. So I'm doing some music, some sound design, a bit of dialogue work, but generally speaking I'm just directing the way the audio works on the game.
Have you told them that you were going here tonight?
Well, Elixir? Well, they've all gone to E3.
Sorry, they're going to?
They've all gone to E3, okay. So they don't know I've come here tonight, no. But I imagine if they did know, the head of Elixir, Demis Hassabis, is a great fan of video games. And the reason I'm working for them now is because he, as a youngster, played the games and he wanted me to work on their games. And so, yeah, I think it's, for me, it's a great thing because I'm working with people who really want to work with on video games.
So, if you're going to give some advice to all your fans, some wise words.
Well, I think that they should work in a bank or somewhere else like that. I really don't think the video games industry is worth working in.
Why not?
Because I think that people treat audio people like crap. You know, I just don't... The problem is that you caught me after very many of these, and you should have spoken to me about 2 or 3 hours ago or more.
Will you be here tomorrow morning?
Yeah, I'll be in my hotel, but Mark's taking me off very early.
Okay.
Because he has to get back to work. I don't, because my company works freelance and we can start when we like.
Yeah. But anyway, thanks for chatting with me.
I wish I could have done it better because I've had too many of these.
No problem. I think it's going to turn out well.
Anyway. So let's hope so.
Yeah. Thank you. This interview was downloaded from c64hq.com. And if you put 3 W's and a dot before that, you can go to our website and download more interviews from the BitLive event.